K9TAY monitoring on the Crystal Mountain Jupiter. W-C-A-E-A-Y-B.
H-C-A-V-S-U.
JVHSBJ.
K9TJB.
KCW portable.
K8BCW.
KE8FKW.
Hey Brad, how you doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing good. Just having a cold snack and sitting outside in the backyard. It got way too hot up here. I think it was pretty near 80. If not, it felt like it, that's for sure. I don't know. But it got way too hot, so I'm just outside enjoying the breeze. That's definitely a nice breeze out. Wind chimes are singing away. Got the birds to look at, so I'm just enjoying the evening before I gotta go to bed. So How's your evening going?
Yeah, just fine. A little chaotic. We left Eastern Tennessee at about 6:45 this morning and got home about 12 hours later. So, been unpacking and settling back into the home domicile. But yeah, good trip down there. We had a great time. Interestingly enough, we got home and it was hotter here than it was down there. Weird.
Yeah, it is kind of weird, but yeah, glad you had a great trip down there. So, yeah, eventually we're making our way down there eventually. So, it's a little foil. I don't even know how many hours it is away. Going down to Kentucky. So, wife got put a name on a barrel for me over at Maker's Mart. So, gotta go down there and get some bottles of whiskey. Yeah, I think that's coming up in a couple of years. So, looking for either an RV or a camper to drag down there. So I'll be more comfortable than just a regular pickup truck or car, I'm thinking.
Well, what a nice present that your wife made for you. That's great. If you've never been to Bardstown before, which is where the distilleries are, and I'm pretty sure Maker's Mark is one of them that's there. That is a fantastic place. It's number one, it's just a beautiful area. And then number two, all of the different distilleries. And I would encourage you to take a couple of tours. You can go through the mass-produced one, which is Jim Beam, and see how whiskey is made in quantity. And then do something smaller like the Willette Distillery, which is, they make smaller craft-type batches. Very interesting to see the difference between the two. But spend some time down there. It's a great place.
Oh, that's what I'm hearing. I got a buddy, co-worker, he lived quite a few years in Kentucky. He's actually, his son just graduated. He's thinking about moving back down there, so he keeps telling me all about it. So, yeah, I'm thinking about a week, probably about 2 weeks off and head down there and spend some time.
Yeah, there's a lot of other cool stuff to see down in that area, too, besides just the distilleries, Yeah, Kentucky is a beautiful state. I blasted through it earlier this morning. But, yeah, that sounds like a great plan. I'm sure you'll enjoy yourself. And if you take that long to do it, boy, you're going to see all kinds of stuff that I haven't seen myself. So that'd be the way to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I plan on visiting Tennessee, so almost a dozen, maybe half a dozen years ago, probably about 6-8 years ago, I think now. Brother and I did a tour of the United States, and we went through a quick trip to all them states there, Kentucky and Tennessee and all that. And wish I could stay longer. So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. And a YouTuber I watch all the time, he does a lot of car stuff, the Vice Grip Garage guy, and he's got a new museum opening up here soon. I think next year he said he's planning on opening up, so I'll definitely like to hit that up. That'll be kind of cool to see.
Yeah, we really like Eastern Tennessee and Western Carolinas. This was a reconnaissance trip for us. We hope to move down there one day after we retire. So we think we probably like Eastern Tennessee over either North or South Carolina, although they are pretty too. That whole area there in the mountains is just absolutely gorgeous. And, it's a cool place. We spent a couple days in Chattanooga on this trip, and that was really cool. One thing I didn't get to do, which I really would have liked to have done, was check out some Civil War history there. It'll be there for us the next time we head down there.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. So I'll be definitely looking forward to the trip and trying to save the pennies to do it.
Well, make it happen, and you won't be disappointed. I can't wait to get back down there myself.
Oh, yeah. So. But anywho, yeah. It went calmed down a little bit, so. But I got a day off tomorrow. I had to work today. I picked up a shift Thursday, so get extra. So this check will be a little bit more bigger, so that's good. Other than that, I really don't have a whole lot going on, so.
Well, it looks like tomorrow's supposed to be a pretty nice day, too, but I think I'm going to be spending the next probably week or more catching up on all the things that I didn't do while I was gone on this vacation. So looks like my grass needs to be cut already, so that's probably going to be high on the list this week.
Oh, that's for sure. I actually had to cut mine twice, so alrighty. Just a quick job. I just rider. I didn't do the pusher yet. I didn't even got the pusher out yet. I usually just push it, but I got the rider working, so I did it. Just a quick job with that. And I'm able to see what happens tomorrow. Try to make a plan for tomorrow, but I don't know. I think the wife is already making plans for me. So she's trying a new adventure. She's doing the farmer's market there, and she's going to do bakery stuff, so she's planning all that stuff out, breads, and yeah, just bread stuff, buns, and breakfast cakes or something, I don't know, so that's what I'll probably be doing tomorrow, I'm busy helping her bake, yay.
Wow, a woman that gets you barrels of whiskey, bakes bread and cakes, and tends a garden. I think you sound like you've got a winner there, Brad.
Yeah. So, wouldn't trade her for the world, that's for sure. I'll keep her on. But, yeah, she's definitely a hoot.
Well, that's great, ma'am. Well, hey, I'll let you go, and you can enjoy your evening. I can hear your porch swing creaking away there. So enjoy the night, and I'm going to settle into a couple of things around here that need attention. I'm sure we'll catch you soon. K8BCW.
Sounds good. Yep, catch you later. Those pesky mosquitoes are back. I'm not enjoying them, that's for sure, but. It is what it is. We'll have to plug in the bug zapper. So, good talking with you. Have yourself a fine evening. Hey, I'll probably hear you tomorrow. 7388FTW. Thank you.